Welcome to another Astros podcast.
Robert Ford joined by Astros manager A.J. Hinch. Now, you look at last night's game and the final score, and you look at Keuchel's final line, and you might think, well, the Astros never really had a chance in this one. But really, especially with Keuchel, it came down to that one inning that you just weren't able to get out of.
Yeah, you know, he got off to a great start last night. He was very efficient. He was throwing his pitches for strikes. He got through the first time through the order very well, you know, and pitched into the middle part of the game with relative ease. We obviously had the one inning where they got the one run manufactured after a double. You know, the next inning they put up a big number against him with a couple of good hits, a couple of fielder's choices, a little bit of a circus play on our behalf trying to get the last out of the inning. But, you know, all in all, I thought his stuff was better than it had been. It's going to certainly be – he pitched better than the line indicated, but ultimately as a team we didn't have enough to answer Carnes.
And that's always frustrating, too, when you have Keuchel on the mound and it goes the way that it went because, I mean, that's a guy, obviously. I mean, all five starters are important, of course, but that's a guy you always kind of look to try and stop some of these skids.
Yeah, I mean, you would bank on him starting some momentum in the right direction for us, and he will. And you know, obviously, we feel confident tonight in McHugh. We feel confident against with all of our starters. We haven't really had a back-to-back good start to get us, you know, deep into game and position to win games. So, obviously, that the month of April has not been kind to us. We've earned that, and ultimately are going to have to tweak a few things to get us better and play more winning baseball.
You mentioned Nathan Carnes, and it was similar to the outing of Taijuan Walker the day before, where you know kind of really settled in as the game went on, and it seemed like his breaking ball got better.
Yeah, that's his MO. You know, you got to get him early. Otherwise, when he gets a feel for that breaking ball, it's a power curveball. It's one of the better ones in the league, and we saw it last year when he was in Tampa. We saw it this year now here in Seattle. And when he's landing that breaking ball and when he can get you to know he can throw it for a strike at any time, it does make it difficult. He's got good stuff. He pitched with the lead very well. We didn't really have a counterpunch to the curveball and didn't put a ton of pressure on him until late. But by the time it was late, it was a little too, you know, it was too late. So we'll see him again in 10 days or so. Our guys would have had a look at him, and you'd hope for a better result.
You know, you never like to have a position player pitch in a ball game, but it does in situations like that when you're struggling maybe provide a little bit of levity with Eric Kratz going out there and saving the bullpen for an inning.
You know, obviously the entertainment value of having a position player lightens the mood a little bit. You know, the situation of the game does not. So right. I never really want to use those guys. I think at that time when the game, you know, being 9-1, I think when he entered – our bullpen's been so taxed. I didn't want to put Michael Feliz in a position to get hurt after 42 pitches in his inning of relief. It was a little bit of a lot of things lining up in a perfect storm for Kratz to pitch. But all in all, you want him to come out of the game, you know, healthy. You don't want his arm to be sore. But we just wanted that game to end and get to the next day.
Obviously, it's a situation you never want to be in, as you mentioned. But do you ever think about that before the start of a season? Is you know, if you get in that situation, who you might use to pitch among your position players?
Yeah, there are three things that we semi-plan for. One is the position player that has to pitch. Another one is the emergency catcher. Another one is which pitcher would go into the game as a position player if things got a little bit wacky, so with injuries or whatnot.
Right.
You know, and obviously those are all – it's like insurance. You never want to use it. But you want to have your plan set in place to potentially do it. But – I hope it doesn't happen again because it's not a comfortable feeling because the game's in hand in the wrong direction. But we got out of there and we got on to the next day.
A.J. Hinch, thanks for joining us.
Visit Astros.com/radio to hear all your favorite players, up-to-date interviews, highlights, and more. Get connected with your Astros at Astros.com/radio.
Steve Sparks back here on Astro Launch, and I have tonight's starting pitcher Colin McHugh. And Colin, you and I were having a conversation the other day in Arlington. I just want to kind of make this about maybe letting the fans eavesdrop on some of the stuff we were talking about. And the first thing I want to talk about is concentration. And it was just over 2 years ago, maybe 2 years and 5 days, when you made that start here at Safeco Field, your first start as a Houston Astro. You want to recall a couple of things about that outing? You struck out 12, one of the best games you've ever pitched.
Yeah, I mean, I'd say it probably was the best game I've ever pitched. Mm-hmm. Just in terms of, yeah, concentration, focus. But I think a lot of it had to do with the fact that yeah, I had a little bit of an edge. I wanted to obviously make a good impression. It's your first time pitching with the club, and I had never seen really anybody in their lineup before, so it was new to them, new to me, and I think having that kind of naivety, if you want to, if that's what you want to call it, about hitters. You don't have those preconceived notions about what's Cano done to you before, and what's you know, whoever was in the lineup at that point in time, what's their strengths, what are their weaknesses. It's just kind of go out and you pitch loose and free, and just kind of let the chips fall where they may.
Were you pitching with kind of an edge that night? I mean, is that fair to say? Because I mean, you want to go out there and make a good impression, but you've also had a couple of first impressions with two other teams, and it didn't really fare that well.
Yeah, I mean, like you said, this is my third organization in like 6 months at that point. So yeah. You obviously you go out and you just want to do well, and you want to. For me, at that point, I wanted to continue to do well. I knew I could pitch here.
Yeah.
I knew I could pitch at this level, but it was a matter of consistency, and you know, you got to start somewhere. So. I really couldn't have asked for a better outing. I love pitching in this park. I love the city. So it was kind of a treat for me to be able to have all those things kind of combine and into a really good day.
You mentioned focus, and this is probably a really hard question. For me, it would be too, but how do you focus better? How do you concentrate better? I mean, it's really hard, isn't it?
Yeah, it's really hard. Especially in baseball, it's such a long season that I feel like the tendency is to kind of hit these spurts where you just kind of zone out. You just kind of, the mind kind of goes blank, and you're just kind of out there going through the motions. It's 162 games. You know, if you're a starting pitcher, it's 32 to 35 starts. And after a while, you just start to, things start to kind of run together. Teams start to run, you forget what day of the week it is. You forget, you know, what month it is sometimes.
I used to get mad at myself for almost that very same reason, is because I felt like if I was pitching every fifth day, how come I couldn't be at my best concentration and physical wise on that fifth day every time? It's hard.
Yeah, it is hard, because whether you're pitching every day or not, you're at the ballpark every day.
Yeah.
You're going through your routine every day. You're trying to get better every day, because you're starting pitcher. Yeah, your work day is once every 5 days, but the in-between days are probably more important for the longevity of your career and for the preparation for that aspect. But yeah, like you said, it's just hard. It's hard sometimes to get to the ballpark on that fifth day, and you almost sometimes feel over-focused and feel like you have to zone in. You've got to be your best that day. You've got to do too much. But the truth is, you've prepared throughout the week to get to that point where you can kind of, hopefully, let yourself go a little bit and kind of just do what you know how to do, what you've prepared to do well. But that's the challenge.
The challenge is trusting what you've done to prepare to get ready for that start. Last thing, what have you been working on in between starts? Because it hasn't gotten off to the start you wanted. A couple games, you've shown flashes of being the guy we've seen in the last couple of years. Where are you at right now? What are you trying to do?
We've worked on a couple things mechanically, me and Strami, just kind of going through just some things to make you more consistent. Mm-hmm. For me, it's a lot to do with my front side, my glove hand. I'm kind of a real loose arm guy, so I have a tendency to get real loose, real kind of loosey-goosey with my arm.
With your throwing arm?
Yeah. So okay. And that kind of lends itself to spinning off the ball.
Gotcha.
And, if you think of it more like let's think about like figure skating for a second.
Okay.
So figure skating, if you want to do a spin, mm-hmm. you've got to learn how to keep your body tight to spin faster.
Yeah.
And with pitching, it's all a spinning motion. And so for me, and I think for any pitcher, the more compact and more athletic you can keep yourself in the midst of your delivery, the better chances you have of repeating that and repeating that quick twitch motion that you need. So we've been working on that, and obviously still working on changeups. I think probably more changeups last game than I've thrown in a while, and some good ones.
Yeah.
So I felt really good with that, and hopefully we can mix that in more.
There you go. That's Colin McHugh. Tear him up tonight.
Thanks.
The Houston Astros.
Playing in the mess. Mike Fiers has done it. A no-hitter.
On your radio.
That ball's clobbered. Left field. See ya.
All summer long.
Start spreading the news. The Houston Astros win the AL wildcard game.
The Houston Astros. Radio Network.